Yeah, I certainly want to deliver the message that God has put upon my heart. Like I said, I had it in my heart I was going to preach out of Job chapter 7 about man's appointed days. And I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to preach that on another day. But the Lord served my heart pretty strong this morning by 4 o'clock. And I'm about like Jacob. I wrestled and I finally told the Lord, I said, your will, not mine. So I want to be obedient this morning to preach out of Luke chapter 14. Before I even read the scripture, there's a lot of things going on. And I was at work this week, and as I was working, I was having to get some tools out of the toolbox, and I noticed every single tool somewhere on there, Brother Mitchell, it said made in China. And I don't know why, but for some reason I got to thinking, praise God, when I get to heaven, there's not going to be one single thing that's got somewhere on there, even in fine print, that says made in China. And I thought about that, and I got blessed just thinking about that. Praise God, there won't be one single thing in heaven. It's God. I mean, that just blessed me. I mean, just coming and going. Because I got so discouraged. I thought, if we got anything that ain't made in China, and I'm glad, praise God, heaven ain't made in China. You know what I mean? And those stuff, they just don't hold up. They're just made out of junk. But praise God, when we get to heaven, there won't be one single thing made in China. And I'm glad for that. And let me say another thing about heaven. God made it like He did this earth to be inhabited. And He invites all. And pretty much everyone wants to go to heaven. They just don't want to go God's way. And God has set a way for a man to go to heaven. And we'll probably mention that a little bit in this preaching message here. But let me just say that we're really close to the Lord coming back, but on the internet, someone has put a post on there that April the 23rd is predicted now for the Lord's return. I'm okay with that. Don't get me wrong. I ain't even got to say nothing at all to say negative about that. I'm kind of like John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. It would hurt my feelings to come today. I want the Lord to come. I don't want Him to delay His coming. I know He's going to, but I don't want Him to. I just want Him to come right now. Hey, can you imagine? They just sung the song. Praise God about heaven. It'll be wonderful there. And when we get to heaven, all these sorrows that we've had to endure will seem as nothing. And God will wipe the last tear out of our eye. Yes, and I tell you, we'll have eternal joy in the joys of the Lord. Right. We'll enjoy the good things of God. Everything about God is good. All the things He's made in heaven's good. And He offers them to us. And boy, that's good. And I don't want to miss out on none of it. Amen.
Right. Amen.
I was telling the Ed boy, y'all come in here. Listen, I've had a crazy week. Oh, Lord. My wife got hooked up to some kind of doctor. I don't want to meet him. I'm afraid I'll get in the flesh if I meet him. But anyway, he wrote a prescription. And my wife, she's just really not able to do nothing. So I was going to go fill a prescription for her. And he fixed it where I had to drive all the way to Bowling Green to get it filled. So being a good husband, I didn't grumble. I just got in the car. And Brother Mitchell, I realized it was going to be a long journey. And I had these CDs I hadn't listened to. I bought them a while back. And I thought, boy, right now would be a good time, this journey to Bowling Green. I'll just plug one of them babies in. Well, listen, and all this ordeal, and it was terrible. At least there was some good about it. I got to listen to this guy preach. But anyway, when I got up there, it took me 4 hours, Rita, to get her prescription fulfilled. Now you just don't know. You just don't even want to know how I felt about that.
Oh my gosh!
It took 4 hours. 4 hours to get her prescription fulfilled. I don't need to meet her doctor. I told her she'd make a better choice. But anyway, I've been married to her long enough. No better doctor, really. But anyway, on that preaching tape, I heard this man's name's Bob McCurry, and he's preaching a tremendous message on when God tells you no. And sometimes God does tell you no. But anyway, in his message, he brought out this story that an old black preacher told at a camp meeting about this slave owner that had this huge operation, a huge farm, and had a lot of slaves. And man, just for lack of better words, he didn't really regard God like he should have. And he caught one of the young boys playing when he should have been working. And he beat the young boy, and I mean beat him severely, and took him back to his mother and just dropped him off at the front door of her house. And she opened the door and got her little boy and brought him in, and she's washing his wounds, and she's putting some ointment on him. She's crying and praying over him and loving on him and trying to help him, just a young boy. Probably about like you, buddy. I mean, it wasn't like a slave owner. It was very kind to his slaves, if you know what I mean. And he was exceptionally rough with this young boy. And this young boy's mother knew the Lord, Rita. And anyway, that night a storm hit. That night when the storm hit, lightning came down to kill a bunch of this man's cows. It destroyed some of his barns, and it burnt some of his fields, some of his crops up. And the next morning he come to this woman's house, and Joanne, he knocked on the door. This time usually he just barged in like, you know, he owned the place or something. But he knocked on the door and said, "Can I come in?" She said, "Sure, come on in." And I don't remember her name. But I'll let y'all borrow this tape. It's pretty much a treasure. I've been listening about five times. Well, if that, I'd really been complaining about going down the boat again. But anyway, this is the tape. Friends, her name was Molly. He said, "Miss Molly," he said, "we've been friends for a long time. And I just want to know why you couldn't talk to me about this matter instead of talk to God about it." And she said, "I must tell Jesus all my troubles." But anyway, it was worth that just to hear some of that good preaching, that good testimony. And you know, no matter how big we are, we're not too big for God to put it in our place. All right, I want to get right on in this preaching here. In Luke chapter 14, we'll start our reading verse 16. I'm going to be preaching an expository message, so I'm just going to read one verse. I'll comment on all these verses here. But in Luke chapter number 14, verse 16, "Then said he unto him," and this is Jesus speaking, "a certain man made a great supper and bade," or invited, "many." And we'll stop our reading right there. I want to preach today on don't miss the supper. And pray with me. Lord, we love you this morning. We're thankful, Lord, for the crowd that's before us. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, you've blessed already in this meeting. Already, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord. We're thankful to see the work's been done on the building. Yeah. We're thankful, Lord, to see her name out there on the sign. Yeah. We're thankful, Lord, to be among believers of the Word of God. A Lord of the household of God. I'm thankful for that. And Lord, if there is anybody here, Lord, that's indifferent to that, I pray, God, today that they would make an eternal decision to lay hold on eternal life and to have a home in heaven. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that promise of heaven. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace that you so abundantly shed abroad upon us. By giving your Son in our place, Lord, for our punishment, Lord, he took upon him. And Lord, his grace and his goodness and his love he gave to us. And we got to go free like Barabbas. We're thankful, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, for that act of love. Oh, Lord, you laid on him what should have been upon us. We got to go free. Lord, I pray your blessing upon this message today. I want to be obedient, Lord, to deliver this message, Lord. I'm asking for your help. I'm just trying, Lord, to be a doer, not a hearer. And I know, Lord, you stirred me about this. And Lord, you directed me, Lord, to preach this. And I just pray, God, for your blessing upon it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Don't miss the supper. I like to eat. I really like to eat when it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I've only eaten a few things I didn't think was good. I've eaten some things I thought was a whole lot better than others. But at that time, amen, Ed invited me up there to the lighthouse, or what is that up there?
Water meal.
Water meal. Boy, that's good. Water meal. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I feel the pain of it. That's some good. Amen. I like the good. Amen. Hey, I ain't got a thing against nothing to eat when it comes to good eating. Amen. Matter of fact, he invited all. He said, "Won't you come?" chapter 22, and you don't have to, just listen to me. Matthew chapter 22, verse 2, tells us the same account of this parable. And it says, the King of Heaven sends this invitation, and He sends it to honor His Son. He made this supper in honor of His Son, and He wants all to be there. And I tell you what, I don't want to miss the supper.
That's right.
Man, I tell you what, everything about God is good.
Yes, yes, it is.
But there's some things about God that I really like. I'm looking forward to sitting at this table.
Amen.
I've tried to imagine in my mind just how big a table this is.
Yes, right.
Because God said He's going to serve us.
That's right.
Now, if President Trump, I do have a lot of regard for him. I do believe God's hands are on him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anyone else.
Amen.
They can do what he's doing.
Right.
I mean, we've got so much political poison in our White House.
Yep.
So much corruption. Now, Trump, he don't really fit the mold that I like to see, but his vice president does.
Yeah.
I was so glad he chose Mike Pence.
Yeah.
But one thing I see about Trump that we need is firm leadership.
Yeah.
He don't have a for sale sign. Matter of fact, he's got his own jet planes.
Yeah.
He's got his own bodyguards.
Right.
Hey, he forfeited his wages. He said, I just don't need no money. Well, that's the kind of president we've been needing for a long time because these boys have sold themselves to sin and we picked up the bill for it.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting tired of paying for this and paying for that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'll start paying a little bit of attention to the taxpayer. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to get all political. But listen, the King sent out invitation. And if our president, if he mailed you an invitation, and you come to your mailbox, and you got this letter out, and listen, it's a different kind of letter. It's an official letter, and it said you've been officially invited to dine with the president. I see Rita now. She's prepping. She's getting ready. She's putting on me the I mean, she's slicking up, fixing the hair and the grass, and she's ready for the limousine to pull up and take her to the White House.
Well,
that's an understatement about this invitation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's kind of like a Scooby snack compared to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Amen.
I mean, you eat this food, buddy, you're going to say, whoa, I thought Mama's cornbread was good.
Yeah.
And Mama's going to be there. She's even going to say, yeah, but this is better.
Come on,
but oh, listen, no, don't miss the supper. I'm telling you, the King sent out the invitation. And He don't want nobody not to miss it. He wants all to be there.
Yeah.
Accommodations are made for all. Don't miss this blessing. You don't have to bring anything. Everything's provided. You don't have to bring a gift. You just need to bring yourself. This is a royal invitation from the King of Heaven. It's given to all inhabitants of the world. But listen, some make light. Some make excuse. Some will say anything but count me in. Hey, listen, I'm already in that number. That's a going to this supper. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Listen, the King, He didn't just make a great supper. He sent servants out.
Yes,
at supper time, Brother Ed, He said, go say to them that are bidden, come.
Yeah.
All things are now ready. Oh, I do believe we're getting closer, Rita.
Amen.
We're getting closer and closer.
I know now's our salvation near when we believe.
That's right.
I'm starting to feel a little bit.
Right.
I've got a little bit more expectation than I used to have.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, man.
Amen.
Fellas, I'm expecting to leave any minute.
That's right.
There you go.
They say in a moment, a twinkle of an eye.
Yeah.
Now look,
right.
I can blink my eye and you can see it.
Yeah.
But a twinkle of an eye is so fast you can't even see it.
That's right.
I mean, I made this twinkle right now and didn't even know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a twinkle of an eye. Hey, you're here and gone and nobody knows what the heck. You're just gone.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, He's
right.
coming. He sent His servants. He said it's ready. I'm telling you, glory to God, I'm ready. And whenever He shows up, hey, I'm going to the supper, glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know how in the world anybody make an excuse for not going to this.
That's right.
And it says in verse 18, this is expository preaching, which means I'm going to expound upon these verses. And they all listen with one consent.
Yeah.
Again, to make an excuse. Boy, there won't be no excuse.
No excuses.
I can't think of it. You know, I've had a lot of excuses. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, I didn't have no hot water. And some people will probably use that for excuse not being here.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I took a cold shower, didn't last very long. And I called Brother Ed, told me how to fix it. He said, go down Lowe's down there, get a kit down there. Right. And for less than $30, I had hot water by 4:30. Hey, they were so honored upon me. They said, you're the greatest. I said, no, Ed's one told me where it's at. Yeah, listen, it wasn't that big a deal. I want you to find where you can get it, find out how to put it in. Yeah. We have hot water. You know how woman has no hot water. I mean, they put their hands on that hill, and they tap that foot, sure, you know what I mean?
Amen.
And you start getting nervous and sweat bullets and stuff like that. Anyway, that's Brother Ed. He's my savior. He said, let's go down low, Brother Ed. They got a kid down here. Hey, and one of them universal fix your hot water. I got the best hot water ever, fellas. Now listen, we bought this hot water here brand new.
Yeah.
And it's called an energy smart hot water. If you're smart, don't buy one. I've been away with that brain over, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's no longer functioning. It ain't never worked right. Ever since we bought this thing, it's tried to deprive us of hot water. And I get the blame for it. My wife's one pick it out. I don't want to deal with this hot water no very long. But listen, people began to make an excuse. They said, hey, I can't come to your supper. I got some things. Listen, last Sunday, I didn't have no hot water, but I came anyway.
Amen.
Don't
right.
make an excuse.
No, that's right.
It's too easy to find one.
Yes, it is.
And they began, Brother Mitchell, to make an excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go see it. Can you imagine buying a piece of ground you ain't even seen it? I was telling Jerry about the dandelions out here. I told him, I said, I've heard a lot of things. I told him, I said, boy, that's a, what was it? I've heard that line before. I said, that's a dandelion, yeah. Well, that's kind of what this excuse was. They said, I've heard that line before. It's a dandelion. I bought a piece of ground. I got to go see what I bought. I ain't even seen. Can you imagine that? How much would you give for a piece of ground you hadn't even seen? And you're going to miss out on the supper to go see the piece of ground? How in the world in simple math does that add up? But people will give God an excuse rather than accept God's invitation. God says, I want you to come. I want you to taste my supper. I want you to sit down and sup with me. I want you to come where I am. I'm sending someone to pick me up. Get ready, amen. Well, I'm enjoying this preaching. This may last longer than the normal, but I'm kind of enjoying this. Oh, listen, he said, I bought a piece of ground. I must needs go see it. I pray thee. Man, this man here using prayer in his excuse.
Yeah.
I pray thee, have me excuse, buddy.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something here in a minute. You're going to find out that prayer wasn't honored.
Right.
We get pretty close in this message. You're going to have to see how God feels about making an excuse, about an invitation to come sit down and eat with Him.
Yeah.
About an invitation to come live with Him, all things provided. You're going to see how God feels about you praying about having me excused. He said, and another said, I bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to prune them. I pray thee, have me excused. Can you imagine? Now, Bo, he works on cars. I do too. But can you imagine going to a car lot? You don't want to hear it run. You don't want to know how many miles it's got. You don't want to know whether the transmission is good or not. And they're priced above what they should be anyway. And you say, I'll just take all 5 of them. Well, this man said he bought 5 yoke of oxen. And he wants to go prove them, but he's done bought. He don't know where he got a good deal or whether not, or whether he didn't. He just wants an excuse.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will just look for an excuse. And I'm sure God has heard every excuse on the sun.
Yes, He has.
I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here a little bit. I'm going to say something about this little track here in just a minute. So bear with me.
Amen.
Yeah. I found this land in the floor, and it had been stepped on and trampled underfoot severely. But I'm going to comment on that a little bit. This is a royal invitation from the King of Heaven. This invitation is given to all. Every kindred, every tongue, every race is invited. No exclusions. I mean, you know, sometimes there's exceptions to invitations, but in this, no exclusions. All are welcome.
Amen. That's right.
All invited.
Yeah, that's right.
All are encouraged to come.
Yeah.
Yes.
All won't go.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll tell you why they won't. No exclusions, no excuses for missing his supper. Every religion's invited.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
That's right.
But on the born again, they're going to sit down. But every religion is invited. But only the born again are going to be allowed to partake of this supper.
Amen.
You won't sneak in. You won't crash this party.
No.
Because it's for those that want to come God's way.
Yeah.
Right.
I found this track laying in the floor of a bathroom. It made somebody mad. Mitchell Reason made somebody mad. It's talking about the Muslim faith. And in this track, you got a godly. I remember she's an aunt or grandmother. Hold on just a minute there. Boy, I like it though. I'll give this track to somebody here. Yeah. Grandma, yeah. That's grandma was told she couldn't come.
Right.
As you can tell, she just barfed out on in there anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, she.
Yeah,
no. Lamont here, he said, don't you come. You ain't welcome.
Amen.
Grandma says, I really love this boy.
Right.
And he's up at the door, and he says, you can't come in. She said, that's my boy. I just love you so much. Give your grandma a big hug. She's hugging him. Freedom.
Amen.
And she says, tell me what's happening. She's down in the house. Tell me what's happening. Honey. Yeah. And he said, well, while I was in prison, I found the truth, Grandma. And anyway, I don't want to cut the slack here. I'll give this trash. I'll let anybody that's really interested, you can read it. But he fell for the lie of Islam. And at the end of it, he's died.
Amen.
And broke his grandmother's heart. And he tells her to leave. I'll choose Muhammad. And I hate your Jesus, your Bible. You get out of my house, you get the deal. And God kind of moved on that, and he fell dead. And he's standing before the Lord. And over on the wall over there, here's this scene. His grandmother tells him, and I want this on the tape there. She says, you're the infidel, Lamont. You declared jihad on Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said, so be it. Well, on the wall over here, he's standing there with his fist in the air, and it says, so be it. And Jesus here sitting on the throne. He said, this is why I must say the same words to you, Lamont, that I said to Muhammad, your sins are unforgiven. Depart from me.
That's right.
You are cursed to everlasting fire.
Yeah.
Some people just won't respect the invitation.
No, that's right.
Lamont
that's
denied
right.
the Lord.
That's
Lamont
right.
said, so be it.
Right.
Get out of my house.
Amen.
Now, don't fight over this. I'll probably get some more. But that's free to anybody that wants to take time to read it. I got a blessing reading it. I'm glad, praise God, that I won't hear the words unforgiven. I'm glad I'll hear the words you've been forgiven and around the joys of the Lord.
Right.
But listen, this is important. All religions are invited.
Right.
But only the born again are going.
That's right.
I want you to know, God, the Bible says, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. He's coming after His. Amen.
Yeah.
There's only one way to go.
That's right.
One way.
Amen.
John 14:6. There's only one door
Amen.
To heaven. And that door is Jesus. John 10:9.
Yeah.
There's only one name given. Acts 4:12. That name is Jesus.
Yeah.
If you could sneak in, you'd be a thief and a robber.
Yeah.
That's what John 10:1 says.
That's right.
And listen, in Genesis chapter 11, there's a bunch trying to build a tower to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, that tells me man wants to go to heaven, but he don't want to go God's way.
That's
Ed.
Right.
You know, Frank Sinatra sung that song, and I did it my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the way most men are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And instead of submitting to God's way, instead of taking God's loving, kind, generous offer.
That's right.
Whosoever Amen. Let him come.
Yeah, that's right.
Whosoever let him drink
Amen.
The water of life freely.
That's right.
Whosoever let him call.
Right.
But man, they tried to build a tower to heaven, and God evidently thought they could do it, so he come down and found the language to keep them from doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
NASA sending spaceships up. I'm not that stupid. I may look like it, and some people may think I am, but I know what they're doing. You know what they're trying to do, Kelly? They're trying to figure out some way to heaven other than Calvary and cross.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if they could achieve it, if they could somehow get a spaceship all the way to heaven and somehow land and somehow get out and come in to the supper, you see the terrible dilemma. It's mentioned in Matthew chapter 22, and I do want to read it. Most time I just kind of throw it out there, but I want to read this. This is what happens to those that come another way. That's why I said there's only one door, only one name, only one way. So I'm going to read this. Matthew 22, verse 11 through 13. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend. You know, he's a friend of sinners.
Yeah.
He said, friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And the man was speechless.
Yeah.
Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness.
Yeah.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why not just go God's way? Why not just accept God's invitation? I'm telling you, boy, this world, they're at envy with God. You can't take God out of nothing, Brother Mitchell.
That's right, you can't.
And yet they don't like to retain God in their knowledge.
That's right.
They're trying to rewrite history.
Amen. That's right.
They're trying to remove all the statues, all the crosses.
Right.
They're killing the preachers. Listen, you can't silence the voice. You kill Brother Eddie and God raise up 20 more. Probably more animal than I am. I may preach like a Comanche Indian, scream like a wild woman, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm good and saved by the Lord.
I'm 100% saved.
I'm 100% called of God to preach.
Yeah.
I may just be the master boy, but I know what message he wants preached.
Yeah.
I'm right on the money this morning.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they may not like to retain God in their knowledge, but God loves them. I may not be interested, but God's interested in them. I may not invite them, but God invites them. And he says, come to my supper. I invite you. I've got everything ready. All you got to do is accept my invitation. Amen.
Amen.
Why not just accept God's invitation? Why try to find some other way?
Yeah, that's right.
That's stupid. I've done a lot of things the hard way, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few times I wish I just got the instruction out and read them.
That's right.
Well, I don't know why, but the way of transgressors is hard.
Right.
The Bible said he'd have been often reproved, hardening his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God's had enough, they're talking about Trump's lying and saying he's red lying, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a sin and a death.
Yes, they are. That's right.
Ask him nice and Sapphira. They thought they'd play church and
Amen.
Put some money down. God killed them both.
Yeah.
We want to be careful about what we do.
Yeah.
I want to know what God knows about my motive, knows my mind, knows everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be careful what I say and what I do. I tell my daughter this week, and she's going to have to do like me, stand before God and give an account. She didn't really understand what I meant by that. So I had to be a little bit more specific. She said, I thought I was safe going to heaven. I said, you are. I said, we're going to go before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to be judged for what we've done in the Lord's body.
Right.
And I said, if you brought honor and your motive was pure, you brought glory, you're going to be rewarded.
Right.
But I said, if your motive wasn't right and you just wanted to bring, you wanted to praise the man, wanted to praise the God, and just wanted to bring attention to yourself and glory to yourself, I said, you're not going to get no reward. It's going to go puff smoke. And I had to go a little further.
Amen.
I said, well, let me put it this way, Melina. When you read a verse that says some are going to be beaten with few stripes, and some are going to be beat with many stripes there to cause you to think a little bit about the Lord's body.
Amen.
I want to honor Him.
That's exactly.
To love me.
Amen.
Gave Himself for me. I want to supremely serve Him. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I want Him to have priority.
Yeah, right.
I want Him to have preeminence.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll go without sleep.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Honor Him, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I want Him to be honored. What's left this old man belong to Him.
Right. Yeah. Right. Amen.
If Jesus Someone said, if you're anything, he can't be everything. But if he's not everything, boy, we need to raise up a white flag and say, Lord, take your rightful place, take dominion. If there's some way you can mold this clay into a vessel of honor, do it.
Yes.
But oh, listen. I tried to tell her about that. Why not dishonor the invitation of the king? Because if you don't, your seat will be empty.
That's right.
And you'll be missed. That's what Jonathan told David in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 18. See, King Saul was Jonathan's father.
Yeah.
He made a feast at the first moon every month. That's all they did back then. They just kind of eat, drink, be merry, I guess. But David, he had done nothing wrong, but Saul was jealous of him because he killed Goliath. And David's most faithful servant that Saul had, but jealousy got the best of him. He's looking for an opportunity to kill David. And Saul's son, Jonathan, come to David and they wept and loved each other. The homosexuals tried to make it like they were gay, but they wasn't. They just loved. Ain't nothing wrong with loving somebody.
That's right.
Trying to help somebody.
Right.
Jonathan loved David, and he even took his royal garments off, put them on David, put David's rags on him. They just loved each other. And anyway, Jonathan told David, he said, here's what I'll do. He said, I'll go to the feast. And he said, your seat will be empty and you'll be missed. And I'll see how my father reacts to that. Well, the first day wasn't too bad. Saul just thought maybe it wasn't clean and neat. But the next day, he asked, where is David, the son of Jesse? And Jonathan gave him an answer of why David wasn't there, and it wasn't a true answer. And Saul picked up on it, and he cursed his son, Jonathan, and Jonathan left the room of the feast. He didn't eat. He left mad, and the king was mad. But oh, listen, that empty seat, not only was he missed, but if your seat's empty for an eternity, you'll regret and you'll remember you missed the supper.
Right.
Now, Abraham told that rich man in hell, Luke 16:25, two words, Brother Mitchell. Two words.
Amen.
Son, remember.
That's right.
Boy, those people that missed this supper, Sharon, those two words. You know what they'll say? I should have been there. I don't see an excuse for not being there, so I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss this supper for nothing.
That's right.
But those two words that Abraham spoke to that rich man, son, remember.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's hard to argue with that.
That's right. It is.
Remember, you turned down the invitation. Remember, you wouldn't have nothing to do with this invitation. You missed it, that supper. Oh my. I don't know when the Lord's going to come.
No.
I just know He's going to come. We used to play a game when I was little, Rita. Hide and seek. We count something like 100. Most of us couldn't count the hundreds. We just got those numbers up there.
That's right.
But in the end, we'd say, read it out.
Here
we go. Read it out. Here I come.
That's right.
We sure did, but that's about your age. I can never put my hands upon the tree. And I try to count. And I just kind of hitting a word or two every now and then, a letter. Number, I say, ready or not, here I come. I wasn't looking for them.
Right.
They tried to get back that tree without me catching them because you'd be home free if they could. Well, this ain't hide and seek.
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, this ain't hide and seek.
No, it ain't.
And you miss this supper, you'll have an eternity of regret. And those two words you'll remember.
That's
Brother Mitchell, they'll remember they was invited.
Overwitting.
They'll remember they was welcome.
That's right.
They remember they could have tasted. Oh, I didn't finish this out. Let me go on down through here. I'll throw that in there. That servant. Yeah, he said, I'll let this wife out. I got to get this wife in there. I'm about to wrap that up.
Yeah.
Now, this guy that bought the 5 yoke of oxen, you know, and the guy that bought a piece of ground, you know, that's pretty good excuses. But this next and the other said, I married a wife, therefore I can't come.
Yeah.
Now, if there ever was an excuse, it might be a legitimate excuse. That probably is, Joanne.
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy. Me and my wife, we've had some showing up disagreements.
Right.
But don't let your wife, men, keep you from the supper, and you women don't let your husbands keep you from the supper, but this is probably the most legitimate excuse of them all. I just wonder why he couldn't bring his wife with him. I don't know. But anyway, the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, bring in hither the poor, maimed, halt, the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it's done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said to the servant, go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. And here's that sad verse right here. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Boy, I don't want to miss out on that supper.
Amen.
That's right.
I've tasted a lot of things. But Brother Mitchell, I'm looking forward to tasting this.
Amen.
Our Sunday school lesson is always talking about the heavenly manna.
That's right.
It brought back memories of Mama's cornbread.
Oh, man.
I believe it's going to be better than that.
I believe it will be.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't want to miss it. Father, we thank you for the message. Lord, I know the truth of the message because, Lord, you delivered it to me. And, Lord, I delivered it to these. I don't know, Lord, how this message went to them. I know how it went to me. It blessed me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it humbled me to know, Lord, that I'm in this number that's going to sit at this table. Sit down with the King.
Yes.
Oh my, the one that loved me and gave himself for me. Lord, I'm humbled, Lord, to know that I'm invited, that I'm going to be able to sit down and Lord, to see in your glory and Lord, to behold you, Lord, and understand more about your great love for lost humanity. Lord, I pray, God, this word went the right way to everyone. Lord, maybe there's somebody on the internet going to hear this message, Lord, and
Amen.
Maybe their heart will be stirred to seek the Lord while they may be found and call upon Him while He's near. Maybe they'll make preparation, Lord, before they get left behind, because we know, Lord, those that get left behind
Amen.
Will not get a second invitation. There's only one given, and I pray, Lord, that they'll do that. I pray they'll accept that invitation and get in that great number that's
Amen.
Going to leave out of here.
Right.
Lord, whatever this word did, I pray the honor and the glory be given to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for bearing with me, Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon. Would you please get together a verse of invitation? This message right here, boy, I believe it's pretty close to supper time.
Yeah, I believe
right.
It is.
Woo!
Amen.
Somebody wrote a song, it's supper time. Said I hear Mama calling out, come eat.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to supper time. I like sitting down to a good meal, amen.
That's right.
My wife, she told me to bring her something home when I come home. I'm going to, but I'm going to get me something too, Brother Ed.
Amen.
All right.